What's it like to be a part of the NFL now?
Man, it feels good, man. A dream comes true, man. There's no higher level than this.
John, do you understand the trade at all, or just that you're a Saint?
Yes, I understand. My agent and my pops were right next to me, and they told me what was going on.
What do you think of being a Saint? What do you think of the Saints?
Man, I enjoy it, man. Man, I don't mind being a Saint, man. I'm kind of happy, though, to be honest with you. I was down there when I was in JUCO, and I got accustomed to that area. I was down in Mississippi Gulf Coast, so I know a lot of people out there, good supporters out there that I get to see again.
What's it like going from the Gulf Coast to not playing for the Saints? You know, the journey you had to take.
Man, it was a journey. Back then in the day, man, it was a blessing. It was a road. It was a blessing, man. It was a journey, a true blessing, a road of. I can't even describe right now. I'm so breathtaking right now. Let me just gather my thoughts real quick. It's crazy, man. As a child, man, when you start playing the sport, and then you think that you want to be a professional athlete, and then it's just a dream. But then when it becomes true, then it's like, wow, you can't believe it's happening. I'm just caught up in the moment right now. But to answer your question, man, can you repeat the question again, sir? Sorry.
Enjoy the moment. Go ahead. Take your time.
I thought it was your question.
It probably was. The journey. At what point did you realize that the dream of getting to the NFL could actually happen?
Oh, man, to be honest with you, I never really thought that the dream of the NFL could actually happen. Man, I just tried to seize every moment I had, every step I took. Going to Gulf Coast, I never thought I'd be playing for a big-time school. Going to Georgia, I never thought I'd be playing for the NFL. I just seized the moment every chance I was able to, playing big games and being around my teammates. That's how I thought. That was my mentality.
Did you know how much the Saints were interested in you? Did you talk to them a lot the last few weeks and work out for them? How much interest did you feel from the Saints before you got picked by them?
Well, to be honest with you, I knew Coach Johnson was really interested in me. I talked to him a lot during the Senior Bowl, and I talked to him quite a bit during the Combine. But to be honest with you, after that, we didn't really talk, but I knew they were interested in me, you know? After I got an understanding of how the process worked, how people didn't want to deal cards, like a chess match or a poker game, so to speak, I knew that some teams like Coach Johnson, I can sense sincerely that he was really interested in me, and he told me he wanted to come get me. But, you know, it's a blessing. I'm glad he came and got me, to be honest.
And the Saints had a real bad year on defense last year. Do you come in feeling like you're needed and you're going to have a chance to play a lot?
I mean, I'm just going to come in and work, man. I'm not going to sit there and say anything beyond that, man. I'm just going to come in and work, man. I've been doing that for some odd years now. Every place I went to, I just came in there and worked and just tried to learn from the best. You know, I'm trying to learn from the veteran guys that's there, learn from Coach Johnson, you know what I mean? Just try to be on the right mirror and just work. That's it.
What made this a good season for you, a good final season of college football? What was the – you think of the things you think you got a lot better at? What would be on the top of that list?
I couldn't really understand you on that last question.
What made this a really good season for you in college football this year?
I mean, it made a good season to do back-to-back things. You know, sometimes some games was kind of hurting for our stats and me being a defensive lineman. But I was able to evolve as a player. I was able to play a position that I'd never played before and actually excel at that position. I think, as my opinion, if you ask me my opinion on that, that would be my opinion. Be able to go back to the SEC championship game 2 years in a row and play against a good team and almost have a shot playing in the national game, I also thought that made a good year for me. But like I said, those are my opinions.
John, you mentioned the Senior Bowl. That's really when you started to turn a lot of heads with your athleticism from the defensive tackle position. But you can play both tackle and end, right?
Yes, sir.
Which do you think you would fit in better with the Saints, and do you have a preference? And, you know, how do you feel about playing in the 3-4?
I mean, playing in the 3-4, man, I was recruited all for both schools, 3-4. So, I mean, I'm really comfortable playing in the 3-4. Playing in the defensive end spot, I mean, I can do it. I have films showing that I can do it. But, honestly, I prefer to be more interior, or be more of an interior lineman. But at the end of the day, if Coach Johnson needs me to play outside, man, he don't have to say anymore. I'll be outside.
think about, you know, what's happened in the last 30 minutes for you. What moments of the golf, you know, playing on the Gulf Coast do you have that's helped get you here?
Oh, man, just a struggle, man. I watch a lot of guys come through that school that I was in. I've seen a lot of pictures on that wall of great guys, Terrence Coley being one, you know, DeMond Washington being another. I was taken under the wing of Wayne Dorsey, who went to Ole Miss and had a good shot. James Carman, you know, I had a great coaching staff. Coach Steve Campbell, Dorsett Davis was my position coach, Stevon Moore, all those guys excelled at one point in life in football. So, I mean, being at that school and being on the Gulf Coast taught me a lot of things and humbled me a lot as well.
I already know you've seen a guy like Cody and a couple other guys from Gulf Coast that played in the Super Bowl this past year. So I already know you know that you knew that you could make it from, you know, from humble beginnings, if you say.
Yes, sir.
What did you think when you saw those guys playing in the big game last year, as it pertained to your potential future career?
Man, to be honest with you, even though Cody went and he was from Gulf Coast, man, D'Angelo Tyson, who was actually one of my teammates last year when we was in the state SEC championship game and lost that game, and to see him actually establish himself as a Baltimore Raven and actually play in the Super Bowl. It made me a believer that never give up. You know, anything is possible. That's exactly what it showed me by playing in that game just a year after losing the SEC championship and then winning the Super Bowl.
Thank you, John. Good.